Hello there listeners, here is Maya speaking, still in Nahria. It is now about 1 hour after the last episode. And I just wanted to add a little thing. I was standing here for an hour with this one sign that I mentioned before, written the ending the war equal returning the hostages. And then I add another big sign that I wrote, life are better than revenge, or life is more important than revenge. The thing that I wanted to add and speak about is the response of people. Because as you can probably guess, some people did respond. So what were the response of the people of Nahria? The northeast city on the Israeli coastline that is not evacuated. What was their response to the sentences, life are better than revenge, ending the war equal releasing the hostages? Well, first, as I said before, many people read my sign. Okay? So the response is first being interested to know what I'm saying and reading it, which is why I'm here. And second, as well, this will probably be a surprise for some of the non-Israeli listeners. Most responses were negative. Someone told me, no, that's wrong. Someone like a little kid, a teenager on a bicycle told me we need to fight to bring them back. This was the only person that I respond to. I told him, did it work so far? Because there is a war going on for like more than half a year, so obviously it doesn't work. One person, I think that there was maybe two people that told me yeah, I agree. Really, only like two people gave a positive response. Someone told me what's going on in your head? Like, why are you so stupid or something like that? And yeah, so mostly negative respond. Two people respond positively. Only two out of the many that pass around, I think the most interesting response that I got, it was like two women going toward me, one of them told me, that was one of the two that was positive, she told me, you're right. And then her friend or daughter, or I don't know, the other woman that walked with her told her, no, he's wrong. It was like this, they both going toward me, and it was like, you're right, no, he's wrong. And as they walked away, I could hear them start a conversation. Because she asked her, why is he wrong? And she responded, and I don't know, they walked away. But the point is that I think protesters in Israel usually try to call out for the government or for politicians, like shout their whatever they want to shout upward toward the people that are in power, which does make a lot of sense. But I think there is a lot of meaning to just bring your voice into the general public space. And this way, you know, like put your seeds in the general consciousness, in the general public consciousness. Yeah, I think. Well, I don't know, I didn't really test this scientifically, but I think it's effective. I think it's effective because I see people looking, I see people hearing my voice, I see people that are agreeing with me get more confident with their opinions because they see that I put up an opinion that is like theirs. And I see people that disagree with me hear my opinion and maybe change their mind or maybe thinking about that and maybe just starting conversations. And starting conversation is good. I think I think the in the Israeli public, people got used to just shout out and not really listen. And when you walk around with a sign in the street, you kind of like silently. I don't shout anything. I barely spoke with anyone, but I put my ideas there. And there you go. I just told you about those two women who went passing by me and start a conversation. And I think through conversations, public opinion is changing. And public opinion is important because when a politician wants to promote something, anything, he, at least in a democratic or like a kind of democratic or wannabe democratic countries, or pretending to be democratic countries, yeah. So when a politician wants to promote something, he tests if he have enough public by his side. He tests if he have enough public by his side, and you don't see that. Because if you just look at like the present time, so it seems that everyone hold their opinion in the first place and don't really change it. You don't meet a lot of people that recently changed their mind completely about something. It's not happening currently. But through conversations or through media, if you don't have enough face-to-face conversations, people beliefs are slowly evolve to a certain direction or to the other, or to this direction and then to the other. You see what I'm saying? It's a slow process, and when you walk around with a sign in the street, you affect this process. You affect the general mindset. Yeah, it's a lot of work. You do small effect just walking one day in the street. And if you go in a far suburb city, so you make small effects. And if you go to a big city, in a big city in a central street, probably you make a bigger effect. But anyway, it's not a very big effect to walk around with a sign in the street, but it is. And I believe that if everyone that wants to end this war will just walk around all every day, like just wherever they're going with a sign, it will have a lot of effect. It's have effect. So I encourage people to do this. Just carry a sign when you walk down the street. Put your mind out. Just walk around with a sign in the street. It's helpful. That's it. Just want to share that with you. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Bless us all.